Hey guys, Laura here from What Laura Likes. Today we are talking about something really exciting. We are talking about how Catholics come home to the Catholic Church. So if this is something that interests you, be sure to stay tuned.
Welcome to What Laura Likes, the podcast that helps you pursue the narrow path. Here you can find content regarding Catholicism, both for those new to the faith, as well as those of you looking to go deeper. You will also find content on the vocation of marriage, including motherhood and homeschooling. This audio is taken from a previously published YouTube video that was either highly popular or I thought would translate well to audio. If you'd like to see the video for this and other episodes, you can head to my YouTube channel, What Laura Likes. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review if it adds value to your life. Also, consider supporting this podcast on Patreon to help it continue. You can find out more about me or contact me by heading to my website, whatlauralikes.com. Or following me on Instagram at whatlauralikes18. Enjoy the show.
All right, so the way I see it, there are two kind of buckets that come up when I answer this question. One is kind of the nuts and bolts, how to do this. And the second one are the resources to like further your path as a Catholic. Basics. If you have been away from the Catholic Church, and you decide you need to come home, the very first thing to do is to go to confession. It's kind of a no-brainer. You need to kind of cleanse yourself, obviously, in order to receive the Eucharist. That's kind of the basics. Now, I'm assuming at this point that you are Catholic that has at least gone through your first Holy Communion when you were like in second grade. So confession usually happens on Saturdays and by appointment, and sometimes the churches have other times as well, like before Mass. So just look up the local parish that you've been attending or that you are planning to attend, and or just anyone, any parish, and find out when they have confession. Now, the Saturday confession is usually very busy. The idea is about a 5-minute confession. So if you feel like you need to talk through some things with the priest that is going to take longer than about 5 to 10 minutes, I would say schedule it privately, because I think that will be just more beneficial for you, and the priest can take longer and give you some spiritual guidance as well. And confession is required once a year to consider yourself a practicing Catholic. So I go about once every 5 weeks is what averages out to be. The goal is once a month, and trust me, there's always something you can find to confess. So the more you do it, the more grace you're given to figure out what your sins are. So, and I will do a video on confession. I know someone asked me how I prep for confession, and I do plan on doing that video. So, but that's your number one step. Now, if you're planning to come back to the church this time of year, is a great time to do it because RCIA is going on. Even though it's called the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults, you can go to like the inquiry stuff as a returning Catholic just to kind of get a refresher on some of the information. Just check with your parish in case, you know, they have different rules. But for the most part, if you're a returning Catholic, you can definitely pop in to those lessons and you don't need to sponsor anything. You just go for the information. If you are returning and you have not received the sacrament of confirmation, that is definitely what you have to do in order to be a full member of the church. So if you are an adult and you're like, well, I didn't do confirmation as a kid for whatever reason, jump into RCIA now. It's not too late to get started. You will need a sponsor. I don't know if your church is going to make you go to every meeting, because a lot of times you don't need, obviously, as much catechesis as someone who hasn't been baptized. So, I mean, and you already know about the real presence. That being said, just kind of check in with your priest and see, or the person leading the classes, and see kind of what your level of commitment needs to be in order to get confirmed. So exciting. I love making this video. Okay, the third thing is that if you are married outside of the Catholic Church, you're going to need to have your marriage blessed. If one of you is a confirmed Catholic, you are supposed to be married in the Catholic Church. Like, that's the rules of the church. So therefore, you have been fornicating. It's not pretty, but it is what it is, because, you know, if you're a confirmed Catholic, like, you should know better and you need to have a Catholic marriage. So it's not hard. Obviously, confession is going to be necessary. Sacramental marriages are amazing and beautiful because two become one. As I said in my marriage video, I will link it down below. My uncle did this. It's not hard. And your spouse doesn't have to be Catholic. So if you want to come back to the church and your spouse is like Protestant or an atheist or whatever, they have to just go along with it to get your marriage blessed, but they don't have to become Catholic to do it. I mean, obviously, that would be lovely. I think if you have kids, it's probably the usual, like, you have to promise to raise your children Catholic from now on, And, you know, you can't undermine your spouse's decision to practice the Catholic faith. But beyond that, I'm not sure there's much else required. You're not required to go to Mass or anything like that. But your marriage will become a sacrament. And that means, obviously, divorce is not an option. It doesn't matter if you get divorced civilly. You're still married in the eyes of the church and in the eyes of God because you've done this to your souls. And then once you've gone through the steps, you know, now it's just time to act Catholic. You're required to receive the Eucharist at least once a year. But of course, there's also, like, you know, keeping the Lord's Day holy, going to Mass every week, praying, reading the Bible, and just getting to know Jesus. And if you were a really active Protestant beforehand, you probably really do know Jesus. But now it's time to know his church and, like, what it means when we say the church is his body. And what does it mean, you know, about all that kind of stuff. So let's jump into the second part of this video. Resources that are going to help take that newfound or reverted Catholicism to the next level. So I'm going to always say it. Start with the book, Why We're Catholic by Trent Horn. It's going to give you a lot of amazing basics about, like, everything that has to do with Catholicism. There's short chapters. You could read a chapter a day, do some praying about it, reading, you know, thinking through it. You could read, you know, chapter every week, whatever. I mean, that would go really slow. But they're short chapters. They're concise. There's a lot of information in there, but it's not heavy. So I would suggest to start there. Also, anything by Bishop Robert Barron is amazing. His Catholicism series, if you want, like, to spend the money, I think it's about $100 for the DVD set, but it's a beautiful series. One day I hope to own it myself. Anything by Bishop Barron is going to take you into the beauty of our faith. The next thing is Catholic radio. Catholic radio is what's catechized me. It's what's made me like the person I am today. It's taken me to a very different place. I mean, YouTube is great, but Catholic radio has, like, been what's really turned, like, my corner on my prayer life, on my love for Jesus, on my relationship with Mary, like, all that. I will link my Catholic radio video down below, but I'm just gonna say Relevant Radio, the app is amazing. It has prayers, it has on demand, it has live radio. I have the Ave Maria app because I love Dr. Ray, and Dr. Ray's on there. EWTN has an app. So I just say start listening. I personally love the catechesis type things where there's either someone, an apologist who really knows what he's talking about, or a priest, like, discussing the faith. And those are kind of, like, my favorites because I'm still really soaking in information and wanting to learn. So those are a really great resource. The third thing is to pray. I don't know if you guys are already praying or if prayer is kind of something new, but today is the feast day of St. Teresa of Avila. Okay, I don't know how to say that. But she's one of the doctors of the church, and I love listening to her talk about, or listening to people read about what she's written about prayer. And she talks a lot about how when we get to that moment of prayer where we feel like we're not getting anything from prayer, or we're bored, or we just want to, like, do something else, that's when the true commitment and love comes in. Because when we are doing something and not getting anything personally from it, that's true love, true sacrifice, right? So don't be afraid of those moments. You know, if you say the rosary and you're just kind of like, oh my gosh, I just wish this was over, that's okay. I mean, it's not, like, ideally where we want to be with the rosary, but that's okay. And there's nothing wrong with that, and still pray the rosary, because there's still a lot of grace that comes from that, and you're still developing that relationship with, you know, our Mother Mary and with Jesus Christ. Keep going. The Relevant Radio app has an amazing rosary recording. It has a long version where it talks, like, a little bit about scripture, and then it has a short version where they just list the mystery, and then you jump right into your Our Father and Hail Marys. A year ago, I did not know how to pray the rosary. I did not know the mysteries. It was just very new to me. And I'm a cradle Catholic, you guys. It's never too late to jump in and start praying. I personally have a very strong devotion to Jesus' Divine Mercy at 3 p.m. every day. I love to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. It's a very short prayer if you do it on your own, or you can do it to the radio. It takes about 20 minutes if you pray along with, like, people calling in and stuff. It's beautiful. So I would say learn some prayers and go beyond Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be. Learn the Memorare. Learn, I'm still working on it, but learn, not the Magnificat, what is that thing called? The 6 p.m. prayer. But again, the Relevant Radio app, if you go to prayers and basic prayers, morning offerings in there, just everything's in there. Hail Holy Queen is a beautiful prayer. Just kind of learn some prayers, the Litany of Humility. The Catholic Church is so full of prayers, and I am going to suggest that you guys get a missal, like, get either a daily missal or at least a Sunday missal. And there are prayers in there. They're really beautiful prayers. There's also, like, an indulgence in the one that I have. I will link my missile like review video where I walk you through my missile like section by section so you can see what it looks like in case you want to get that one. I think it was about $20. It was really reasonably priced, and it covers every Sunday ever. All three liturgical cycles. But that missile has taken up my game. There's prayers to pray before and after communion. Like, it just takes you to a deeper place. And so don't ever underestimate the power of prayer. And also, there's no one right way to pray. Like, I talk to Jesus all day. I'm like, hey, Jesus, you know, thanks for this beautiful pillow. I'll think about a family member and just say a quick prayer. Please look after that person, help them to whatever it is they need their help in. I mean, it's just constant like dialogue, and it's almost subconscious now. And then of course, things like the rosary come in, the chaplet come in, formal prayers come in throughout the day. And then also like reading through the daily readings. Now the other app I have is called the Laudate app. I will link it below. I use this thing daily. I don't have a daily missal yet. It's on my to-do, like to-buy list. My birthday's coming up, so I'm hoping that maybe my kids will buy me like one of the daily missals, because I love my Sunday missal so much. I love not having to touch my phone in the morning on Sundays and just soaking in God's word from the written page. So I would love to do that actually every morning. I love the Laudate app though. The Laudate app, you can actually listen to the readings audibly as a podcast in case you're like getting ready and you haven't had time to sit down and like read them. You can listen to them. There are two reflections as well as the Saint of the Day in the app, along with other resources as well. So the Laudate app and the Relevant Radio app are like my top two Catholic apps that I touch every day. And then the Chaplet of Divine Mercy app is amazing for working through the, it even has like the beads, the rosary beads, and you just click through. And then finally, I just want to say that like if you have kids and you're reverting back to the Catholic faith, yay, like if they are 7 and under, then get them into class so they can go through their sacraments. If they're older than 7, they'll go through RCIA. I do have some videos on the resources that I use with my kiddos as Catholic children, so I will link that. I'll put them in like a their own little group of videos below. I am just so incredibly excited for you. I hope it's helpful. If you have additional questions on how to come home, let me know. And there is also a great website called CatholicsComeHome.org that I will pin below that I really, really hope that you take the time to visit. And I would love to know like what has called you home. I just watched Dr. Ray's video. If you guys have Amazon Prime, Dr. Ray Guarendi, I think that's how you say his name. I like love him, but I don't know how to say his last name. But he has a special on Amazon Prime where he talks about for about an hour or two, he's talking to a group of men about why he was raised Catholic. He left in his mid-30s for like 10 years and describes his journey back home to the Catholic faith. And a lot of it had to do with the fact that the Catholic faith was the only like consistent voice, and that like the 30,000 other Protestant denominations, it didn't like make sense to him how the Bible, the same Bible and the same Holy Spirit could create 30,000 different denominations. And so he kind of finally started turning back to his home church, you know, his home roots, saying, well, wait a second, like maybe this is the truth. And I could go on and on about what he said. I think some of his arguments for the Eucharist are beautiful and like so strong. So questions down below, comments, you know, if you have any. Congratulations. If you are coming back home, please let me know because I would love to hear from you. I think that's so exciting, so exciting. And if you're converting to Catholicism and you're a Protestant, like let me know that too, because just anyone like coming home makes me really happy.
Thanks for listening. I hope this episode has blessed you. For more like this, head over to my YouTube channel, What Laura Likes. Be sure to subscribe, review this podcast, follow me on Instagram, and visit my website, whatlauralikes.com, for more info about what I do. Until next time, continue to know, love, and serve God. Pax Christi.